This goes to Dr. Stack, fax 989-875-5023, and Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Raymond Kindle, K-I-N-D-E-L, date of birth April 9th of 1941. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kindle with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and history of hyperparathyroidism. His last visit was December 15th, 2025. His daughter brings him to the visit today, and he is residing in Rosewood Adult Foster Care Home at this time. He did bump his right inner lower leg and developed a very large area of swelling. And, of course, then there's some distal swelling starting at just above the ankle and down into the foot, and it is on both sides. He did have ultrasounds done. He's had two of them so far of the right leg, and both have been negative for deep vein thrombosis. But you can feel a palpable lump in the right inner thigh up near just below the knee. It is non-tender, and it's soft. He wonders what he could do to help the swelling. He is trying to elevate his legs and cut salt intake down, but he initially was trying to wrap his legs, but was unable to do that by himself. Now that there's some staff, he may be able to use some compression stockings. He also had a trial of diuretics, and then when his labs were checked, the creatinine level was much higher than usual. So those have been stopped. And his weight is unchanged from his previous visit in December. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has stable dyspnea on exertion. The abdomen is soft without ascites, and he does have edema in both feet and ankles bilaterally. Right is slightly more than the left. Medications. I want to highlight the metoprolol. It's 12.5 milligram daily. Calcitriol is 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also Crestor, Remeron. Cialis is 5 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 188 pounds. Pulse is 54. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 120 over 76. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft without ascites. He has 2+ edema in both feet, in the right ankle, left ankle, 1 to 2+ edema, and it just goes up above his ankles bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 1st, 2026. Creatinine was up to 2.42 when his usual baseline is about between 1.6 and 1.9. He was as high as 2.4 in June of 2023, but had not stayed in that range. So it's a slight increase. Calcium is 9.9, albumin 4.5, sodium 142, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 4.3, intact parathyroid hormone is 134.1. His last hemoglobin was April 2nd, 2026. Hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, currently stage 4 chronic kidney disease, possibly due to the diuretic use just before his labs were drawn. That has been stopped, so we are going to recheck his labs in early July. And a new lab order was sent to the lab for monthly labs if necessary. to paroxysmal atrial fibrillation without current exacerbation. 3, new onset peripheral edema. We prefer not to use diuretics if possible, although sometimes pulse dosing can be safe without causing a chronic state of dehydration with worsening of kidney function. For example, a 3-day dose of Lasix, Bumex, Torsamide, just one daily for 3 days and then stop. With daily weights, also some mild compression stockings knee-high could be applied by the staff at the Rosewood Foster Care facility, adult foster care facility, if you deem that helpful. Also, he should continue to follow the low-salt diet and elevate his legs when he is sitting, and he does have a footstool to do that now in his new room. And we will check labs monthly for now due to the increase, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.